And good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of the Introvert Supercast. We're here today with the lovely Beatbox Ton.
Hey, hey, hey.
And I'm the guy that kind of runs this mothership, Gusto. What's up, Ton?
I was waiting for your beginning.
I was stretching and I saw you making fun of me and I thought, oh, dang it, I'm doing it again.
Because so. I was already waiting and then I see you start stretching. I was like, oh my God, how did I barely notice that this happens all the time?
I was thinking of, what's his name? Experience
Tranquility.
What's his name? I call him Dalzim, but it's not Dalzim.
Zenyatta? No.
Yeah, Zenyatta. Yeah. So I was channeling Zenyatta and I was doing my arms like the way he does it. And then you caught me and I was like, namaste.
Namaste in bed.
What are you channeling, Brother B, right now?
Correction. I've said that before. I've heard Brother B say it.
Yeah, he's got some was it?
We were both channeling each other at the same time, I think, without knowing.
Yeah.
But you know what? I did want to say, you know, big shout out to our old 8-bit crew that we're kind of playing catch up with. So
yeah, actually, that's what I wanted to talk about. That
See, we were channeling each other.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Namaste. So we left social media and it felt good. Mm-hmm. You know, I promise you, you go on social media and you'll see the same people showing you the movies they're going to, the food they're eating, and it's kind of like I don't know, I just had enough where I was like, I want to focus on other things than, and it's a hook, it hooks you and then you just can't get off of it because you'll see something, go, oh, and you go, oh, there's that guy, that's my friend, oh, there's my friend, oh, that's my friend, and before you know it, you're 6 hours deep into just looking at everyone else's like opinions and stories and mm-hmm. gatherings. And you're like, wait a minute,
life.
I'm not living my life. Mm-hmm. I'm watching them live their life. And I don't want that. I want to go out and do my thing. As it is, it's hard to escape the cell phone. Cause I just got a little notification here, which is a good thing that Apple said, hey, you're spending about 8 hours a day on the cell phone. I'm like, so now I have to make this mental note to say, you know what? I can probably cut that down to 4 hours. I don't think the 8 hours that I'm spending on my cell phone are being productive, like reading, learning new facts, you know, tricks for the house or I don't know.
I beg to differ because I'm not saying all the time, but a lot of the times I do hear you, you know, researching on things that were, you know, financial stuff or,
yes,
you know, how to install tile, even though we'll go with somebody anyway, but
yeah.
Come on, you installed 2 toilets in our house without any previous experience. So mm-hmm. I know you do look up stuff that's beneficial, but maybe a balance. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't get that notification. Maybe.
Yeah. You turn
I don't
it off.
Want
they don't,
to.
They don't want you to see it. Yeah. But I did it because I listen to a lot of podcasts and they always kind of tell you like you're wasting your time on the cell phone. And
so
I see
that's
it.
Time too towards cell phone usage.
No, it's you flipping, swiping the screen and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I'll see, I'll be driving. I drive at work and stuff, and I'm looking at kids just on their cell phones, glued on their cell. I see homeless people glued on their cell phones. And I'm like, there's a problem.
That.
Yeah, well, I drive downtown, and I'm like, that's the pandemic.
That's
like, yeah, you can't get mm-hmm. off of that. So we left it, and it felt good. And then we went back to kind of, just to kind of check in on people, you know, you start seeing what's happening around the world and you're like, I wonder how these people are doing. And then you go, oh no. Like, you know, my brother, he called me and said, hey, do you remember this guy? And I was like, yeah. He's like, he's no longer with us. And I'm like, are you kidding me? He used to be the lead singer in our band.
Oh God. Yeah, I know.
And I'm like, what the heck? And then I go into it and I just jump in. I'm like,
and it was a year ago.
Yeah. And I'm like, he's gone. And then you start going, who else is gone? You know? And that's, you know, you find these horrible things and you say, you know what, let me check in on people, you know, that I care about that, mm-hmm. you know, meant something to me. And so Ton and I started getting the band back together and it felt so nice to, even though I can't hear their voices, mm-hmm. like when I see, like, for example, like Chava say something, I'm cracking up inside. Mm-hmm. Brother B, you know, and then Jason, and then Ray, and then
Cappy.
Cappy, and then to see Shinny. And, mm-hmm. and it just feels, it just made me so happy.
Yeah, like we weren't staying connected outside of social media. And that has a lot to do with me because I don't really text anybody really except our kids. Mm-hmm. Hey, did you shut off the light? No, I'm just kidding.
I don't but know.
That's pretty much all I text is family.
Yeah. And if you guys don't know, Ton and I were introverts.
No.
We don't go out. So we kind of hide.
Well, and then okay, this is going to sound bad. The only friends we had, but I mean, really, the only friends that we did have, because we've always been introverts, were, you know, those of us, those when we were back in El Paso, who shared the love for the passions that we had.
Yeah.
And it was weird because even being an introvert, when you're mingling with other introverts, it somehow doesn't feel like...
like texting on your... they're not...
how do you say it?
I don't know.
Because as an introvert, you need energy to be able to be around people and do things. And it sounds so weird because extroverts are exact opposite. I'm sure I discussed this on the podcast before, but they need actual... not time to recoup, but...
they need cocaine.
I forgot where I was going with that. I mean, it's just quite opposite. Like, different people have their times of recouping and then getting mentally prepared for stuff. So they get mentally prepared for not being around people. So I can see why the pandemic was so hard on them, where we're like, what? Nothing's changed. We're doing the same things that we've always done. What's wrong with you guys? But I can understand that. But with us, like, when they share the same passion, it wasn't like this whole, okay, I got to get ready. Mentally ready for people to come, and you know, because we all kind of were the same way. That makes sense. Yeah. It's all making sense in my head, but as I'm saying it, I'm like, it's probably just not.
Yeah, we're like on the X-Men. We're the Morlocks. You know how the X-Men are out there in their little pantyhose saving the world.
Pantyhose or leggings?
Same thing.
No, it's not.
and you know,
it's hot in here.
Let me turn the air.
Bad time to bring it up, but yeah, it's hot in here.
And I still haven't looked up those Amazon leggings you were talking about.
I can't believe you don't know what those are.
And then, what was that? Okay. So we're like the Morlocks. We're the ones that hang out underground. And we're a gang. We're a squad. But we're just kind of like, hey, we're down here. If you need anything, just jump in a manhole and we're here to help you out. But other than that... we're going to just hang out right here. Cool? Oh, what's the hype of that? Oh, just...
accentuates.
I guess, like the patterns and stuff?
Well, and the way it cinches the back end, it just accentuates.
Well, those leggings on psilocybin mushrooms would really seem trippy.
Oh, I was like, what?
Whoa. Anyways... but yeah, you know what? B is an extrovert.
Yeah, he is.
He's a rare one. That's fake or something. I don't know. So, anyways, B, Tom's showing me leggings. She's showing me leggings.
He's like, never heard of the Amazon leggings. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I haven't. And don't Google Amazon leggings. But yeah, B is I think he's the only extrovert.
I think so. Shinny might be.
Who?
Shinny.
Shinny might be, yeah. Also, Karis, I think, was also an extrovert.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? They both ride motorcycles. Karis and Brother B.
Right?
That's funny.
There's something there.
Yeah. Oh, Chava used to ride a motorcycle. Hopefully he doesn't. Remember when it almost he got in that crazy accident? Yeah. He got hit and run. But anyways.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so we're getting the band back together. And it does feel really nice. And now we're gathering some games together. And we've been playing. I played a couple games with Jason.
Jason.
Yeah, Jason. And then I played a couple games with B.
Brother B. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Brother B. Oh, yeah. By the way, if you all don't know, Brother B is the biggest racist you'll ever meet.
Oh, my God.
He loves race games, and he's just a racist.
So, oh, my God, what was I going to say? You made me lose my train of thought. Oh, because you were saying bringing the band back together again. And I was like, well, speaking of which, we used to have some crazy rock band days back then. Oh, and yeah. We used to stream them. And this was before Twitch, I believe.
Yeah, it was Justin TV
back then.
Yeah.
So we used to stream our rock band days. It was so funny. I found some old videos and I was sending them to Jason. And
it had Ruben Zavala in there.
Yep, Ruben was in it.
Yeah, Ruben. Jason. Mel.
Mel was in it. Mm-hmm. And
I think Panda was sitting at the
sidelines. In the back. He was playing because we had like three TVs in that room.
Yeah.
In our living room. Which we were weird. We had three TVs in the living room, three
all
setups.
Connected to consoles, yeah.
And then in our den, we had two Xbox displays.
Yeah, we did.
Oh my God. Where did we sit? Where do we even have the couches? I don't remember
just put
this.
Like a GameStop sign in front of our
house.
Oh
my gosh. What weirdos. We're so weird. Well, I mean, we probably still would have a living room dedicated if we didn't have this game room. We would still have a room, or I don't know how we would have done it. Well, anyway.
Well, to be fair, our living room does have an Xbox and a PlayStation and a Switch, and the den has an Xbox, PlayStation, Switch.
But we don't have designated. We don't have designated screens. Like we had, out of the four walls, and the only reason why the fourth one didn't have
there was a fireplace there,
exactly, and a window, so you wouldn't have had room. So on the other three, we had a TV on the wall, and underneath they were connected to consoles. So where the heck did we have the couch? Because I don't remember this.
That was our hangout room.
So we had no furniture in there? We had a bench.
I remember Axacor would sit
on the fireplace.
From you. Yeah, he'd sit on the fireplace across from you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Golly, we were weird.
Yeah, and I had arcades.
We're like, we have to grow arcades up now.
In the garage. I pulled them out for the 8-bit extravaganza.
And
they didn't work. They were broken.
Oh, really? Yeah. I don't remember that.
If you don't change the battery out, it'll mess up the board. Yeah. So
oof.
I messed up my board.
On the Tekken one?
The Tekken one was good. The Street Fighter Cross.
Capcom.
X-Men Cross Street Fighter, yeah, whatever.
Whatever that was.
Marvel versus Capcom.
Yeah, one, yeah.
Yeah, that one
it was messed
working.
Up. And then we also would bring the projector out with a sheet. We'd put a sheet on the back wall because it was so high, that back wall. And then we'd bring the projector out and play Street Fighter outside.
No, Marvel versus Capcom. That's Mike Jones Jackson.
Yeah.
He dominated everyone. Blindfolded. They were doing the Mike Jones challenge. He has golden hands. We took him to Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And then he was beating everyone blindfolded. It was so stupid.
Yeah, so because of that, we named it the Mike Jones challenge. And then whenever we would have our little booths or whatever, what do you call them? Our little booth, right?
Booth,
set up.
Yeah, Comic-Con, yeah.
We would have the Mike Jones challenge.
Oh, that's
but
so
we had
stupid.
Cool prizes to give out. Remember we had those Hellgas, like the Killzone
Sega
things?
Gave us a bunch of lanyards.
Valve gave you
a bunch of Dota 2 and Portal.
Companion cubes and stuff.
And then Sony gave us those Killzone
packets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool.
Mike Jones.
Yeah, that's so
beat
funny.
Mike Jones and...
Everyone's just like, how the hell is he doing this? But his ears and his memory of the inputs.
Mm-hmm.
So when he'd hear an attack, he would be like, oh, this is me. And he's just like... Ksh, 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 ksh.
That was funny. It was lot of fun. And I just, I'm glad that... And I think it was Jason who... No. I think it was Cappy who had asked about... who mentioned something about Rock Band, if they would just like kind of come back out with that. And I was like, we had a lot of...
No, Ray. Ray was talking about, yeah.
We had a great time on that. Like, I can't sing for crap, but had a lot of fun doing it anyway.
Yeah. You know, the most magical thing about it is that we had like a small community. And when we had our little 8-bit extravaganza, we had Brother B coming from San Diego to meet us. Cappy and Ray from Austin. And then Ink Boy from Odessa. And then...
Panda was coming from
Devastator
Arizona?
Came from Chicago.
Yeah.
Panda, Chava, Jason, you know, all of them, they were all local.
Well, Panda was kind of local. He had moved out
to Phoenix, he came back. But there were...
God, who else? There were a lot of other people that would come in town and...
I don't
want to forget anybody. But we had a lot of people in that small house.
And it was so crazy.
For being introverts, it felt right.
Yeah. Like, we all kind of had the same thing in common, like world domination.
What? Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. And so, to introverts, old and new, we love you all.
Yeah, definitely.
What are you?
Oh, I keep hitting that one. That's not the right one. Jeez. Okay, here we go. It's got to be this one. Ton. All right.
You had to do a stretching noise somewhere?
This is how I prepare myself. When the poop goes down, you better be ready.
That's actually somewhere where I was going with that.
So I sent you a video this morning, and they were talking about AI. AI is voice actors.
Oh, yeah.
I've thought about this for a long time, only because as a kid, I would think about, like, Mickey Mouse's voice. And I'd go, hey, that's not the Mickey Mouse voice I know.
Uh-huh.
Or I'd watch, like, what else was there? There was
the Muppets, too.
Yeah, I mean, Kermit. When Jim Henson passed,
Peanuts.
I'm like, that's not Rolf the dog. Mm-hmm. I'm like, and that's not Kermit.
Yep.
You know, he also does a couple other voices.
So weird that you brought this up, because Zion just asked me yesterday, hey, Mom, what are they going to do when, what character did he say when SpongeBob? He passes away? No. That happened already, didn't it? Wasn't it?
He's not the voice actor.
Oh, okay. He was the creator.
Yeah.
He asked me, golly, I don't remember which one it was. And I was like, well, they do what they always do. They just find someone who sounds very close to him. And I was thinking of Martinet when he said that.
Charles Martinet, me too. Mm-hmm.
I just can't remember what character or show he said.
Yeah. So I was reading an article, and I had to share it with Ton, where Obsidian, what they do, and this makes sense, when they're making a game, they will use speech to text. So that when you're hearing the dialogue, when you're reading the dialogue, you're actually hearing it.
Yeah.
And that way you're going, okay, this makes sense. Let's change this up, you know, because it's all story-based. And they were talking about technology and their AI for voice acting.
Mm-hmm.
And they were showing it. And you could tell it didn't sound perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was listening to it, I was like, this sounds better than games that I've actually played.
Yeah.
You know, and...
Jason.
I know there was a tweet here.
And I've been like, ever since... Okay. So for the record, most of you know that whenever there's a roundtable discussion, a lot of the times I don't know what the roundtable discussion is going to be. He just kind of springs it on me. But he sent me the video so that way I could watch it beforehand. And I'm like, we don't talk about it until we record. So I'm always like, I want to talk about it now. So I always have to wait. So I kind of know where you're going to go with this.
Yeah.
I pretty much know where you're going to go.
Well, there was a tweet, Jay Britton, I guess he's a voice actor. He said, this is true. This is just heartbreaking. Yes, AI might be able to replace things, but should it? We literally get to decide.
Okay.
Replacing actors with AI is not only a legal minefield, but an utterly soulless choice.
Legal minefield?
Yeah. Like,
what's that, what?
Like a legal minefield. Like, you're going to have to go to court because you got my voice, and now you're...
Okay, go ahead.
So I kind of I'm
like dying to talk about it.
I understand what he's saying, but yeah. there's more to it because yeah. I saw the whole video. Mm-hmm. Why not remove all human creativity from games and use AI? So now remember, this is a voice actor, so that's tough. It's like
yeah, it is.
It's like people saying, "Hey, why are you using machines to sift through packages when a human being can do it, right every time?" But it's like because machines don't. Mm-hmm. I don't have to pay for healthcare. They're never late. They always work the same consistency. So mm-hmm. I get what he's saying. He's like, hey, come on, guys. I need to work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Ton?
yeah. Well, okay. So in watching the video, because I knew where you were going with it, they said they just use it for development purposes, kind of like while they're doing the game, instead of reading the text as they go along. So it's kind of just while it's in development. And then once it's out of development's hands, then they go in to get the real voice actors, which I get this because it saves time in development, because text is hard. It's harder for the text to get lost in translation that way when you have some kind of emotion added to it. It's kind of like when you send a text to somebody and you're like, oh, I don't want them to take that the wrong way. So let me send an emoji with it. So that way they get how I meant that text, So this is their way of trying to, I think it shaves time in the development process. Now it didn't sound perfect, but it sounded crazy. Yeah. A lot better than what I'm used to. So I don't think for now that they will replace voice actors for all games. Maybe some, but for AAA games, I think there would still be a while to go before that happens, but I'm not going to say it won't.
Okay. Well, this is where my mind always goes to the future.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
You know how first there were cars, and then Elon Musk said, I'm going to make these autonomous vehicles, right? You go, oh, they're never going to replace people, right? Mm-hmm. It's just so, maybe you'll avoid some accidents. The moment that's perfected, guess what that's going to replace?
I know.
All these Uber drivers, taxi drivers, and all these truck drivers, it's going to replace it. If you mm-hmm. don't think it isn't, just wait. And this technology, it's really good right now.
Yes.
So you're thinking, oh, it's not going to replace real humans. It's like, oh, that's what you think.
And it still can.
Right now.
For games that don't need that, that just...
I don't know.
That don't... I think it can replace voice actors right now. But for the main AAA titles, I think we have some time to go. But that's what I'm saying. I do see it happening.
Yeah. Well, it'll eventually happen. But here's the thing, because I've been thinking a lot about this because I think of Charles Martinet.
Yeah.
He's the one that does Mario.
Mm-hmm.
He does Mario. He does Luigi. He does mm-hmm. Wario. He might even do Princess Peach.
No.
I think he does all the characters.
Like Peach?
He does Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Some may know him as Danky Kang, but when he's gone, what happens to, they get some other guy going, Mamma Mia, I'm going to win.
They just need you.
you don't want that. I want Charles Martinet. So if they get him, this would be perfect for someone to say, hey, you know what? Like these starters, voice actors that want to do it, they're mm-hmm. not Troy Baker. Troy Baker can ask for whatever he wants, and they're going to give it to him.
Yeah.
But like Alex Mercer, maybe there's another kid like Alex Mercer and Troy Baker that says, hey, I'm not at that level yet, but I'll tell you what, if you give me like a couple $1,000, I will.
Exactly.
And the next thing you know, we don't need Troy Baker anymore. We don't need Alex Mercer. Mm-hmm. We don't need Nolan North. Mm-hmm. We have these kids that want to do it. And they don't need the money that these guys want.
Yeah. And actually, I wanted to talk about that, too, because from the video, it seems like when they were talking, this lady was saying, okay, so we record their voices and that way mm-hmm. it doesn't strain their voice. We can use mm-hmm. the same thing over again. And whenever it's used, they get their profit from mm-hmm. it. So it seems like, I don't know, but it seems like this would be kind of like a subscription service that the development companies would subscribe to get these voices, because they have to pay for it somehow. So do they pay for a package of this one person? Do they, like, I don't know how it works, because I saw them working in it and they're like, oh, let's change the tone of this. I'm mad at you to I'm really mad at you, or yeah. I'm mad at you. You know what I mean? So they did all these three different, I mean, all these different tones with it. So they must have a way of getting it. So do they download it? Is it a subscription? But it, nonetheless, what you're saying, they're paying these voice actors to record their voice substantially mm-hmm. less. Is, I mean, it's I think that's a basic assumption.
For sure, yeah.
And then I wanted to say that I think by the time it passes development and gets to the voice actors, right? I also think that these pre-recorded voices can also sway how voice actors would originally take that performance mm-hmm. because you know that influence commonly bleeds into work,
yeah.
even if it's unintentional. So I think that that can actually sometimes hinder the idea they had before is kind of like out the window because they're like, oh, well, you know, or they might not, they would have said, I would have taken this a different way.
Yeah.
Had I not heard this first, mm-hmm. but I don't know what that different way was because now I hear this and this is all I hear. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's kind of like we were watching that show, what was the Parks and Recs?
Mm-hmm.
How he would just,
cute,
it wasn't written, and he would just say, you know, just, what is it called, improvise?
Uh-huh.
And everyone's like, that's genius. Where'd that come from? It's like, it just spontaneously came from his head, and it was, I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
But that, it'll take away those kind of, if there's any moments like that, in video game, you know, maybe.
I mean, I can still hear them improvising and stuff. If, not you know, if, they yeah. can or whatever.
Not if it's AI.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because they have everything going. Well, mm-hmm.
They have it.
Yeah.
It's kind of just, this is what you're going to say. And you're not going to deviate from this because you're typing
so
the text.
Even more so what I was thinking. Because I was thinking if they were just like, they might have like a stellar performance for that section planned out. Or even, you know, like they get to it and then they hear this other robot or whatever saying it. And you're just so used to hearing that AI thing that any creativity is just gone.
Any life?
Yeah.
But look, I think of like, I don't want to lose Stephen Fry's voice.
Mm-hmm.
I love his voice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to lose James Earl Jones, Mufasa, Darth Vader.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to lose Morgan Freeman,
yeah,
the voice of God, or most importantly, Skeletor.
Oh my God!
I don't want to lose. I'll get you, He-Man. I don't want to lose that.
I don't know how you do that. I cannot do voices, but you know what I mean. It's kind of like you have Laura Bailey, you have
Troy Baker, Nolan North.
Oh, what's her name? Ashley Johnson.
Oh yeah, she's not really all. She's amazing as Ellie.
Yeah,
and because of that, she can do. She could do any voice. I'm like, oh.
So real quick, kind of side note real fast. I was watching a movie. It was like an old Mel Gibson movie. And I think it's because you worked at night. And I was like, oh, I can't find anything. I just need to fall asleep, right? Mm. And it was like, what a girl wants. I don't know. It's an old Mel Gibson movie. And so his daughter comes out and I go, it's Ashley Johnson. So weird. I remember seeing her on a random Christmas movie too, and I'm like, hey, it's Ashley Johnson.
That's funny.
Yeah. I just thought I'd share that.
She's great. I like her. Yeah. Nobody drops
F-bomb.
More adorable F-bombs than Ashley Johnson.
You even told her that too, and she just laughed.
Yeah, she gave me a hug and laughed. So yeah, it's one of those things, Ton, where I think this is the future. That's why I showed it to you. And I saw this software. They did it with Key and Peele. What's his mm-hmm. name? Jordan Peele.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the one I like?
Jordan Peele.
Okay. Oh yeah. So they did it with him, and he said something, and they got it. He just said a sentence.
I think I remember that.
And they typed in all this, you know, like a whole full sentence, and it was his voice, and you're like, holy crap!
I gotta look that up.
They can have the president say whatever they want. They can have politicians. They can have people saying, you know, I killed Mufasa. And next thing you know, it's like, he did it. He just confessed. Like, no, this is AI. This is scary.
Yeah.
So when I saw it coming to games, I thought, oh, mm-hmm. I'd be scared if I was a voice actor.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's going to turn into where those voice actors are just going into those. I'm going to just call it a subscription service because I don't know what it is. But they're going to go to those companies and be like, okay, fine, here, record my voice. Because that's all that's left anymore, you know, or just get into acting and that's it.
All I'm saying is right now they need to have Charles Martinet read a whole bunch of like text because we need to keep his
preserve.
Voice. Yeah. I want Mario to live forever. All right, Ton.
What are you buying? What are you selling?
What are you playing?
I don't know how you do this.
What are you playing, Ton?
So I've been playing some Animal Crossing.
Oh, my gosh. Make it stop. I'm going to get that 3DS or the Switch, and I'm just going to drive over it.
It's because you're used to me doing it on 3DS, too. No, I did play a little bit of it because the wedding event for Recent Cyrus is going on right now, but just kind of quick spurts. And I do have to say, anytime I do talk to a character, they're like, it's been almost 2 months. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm just here for the event. I did play very little bit of Pokemon Snap. I was going to play a little bit more this past week, but I'm going to do that today. So I went through another tour or something. I'm still trying to get the gist of it because I fell asleep the first time. And
oh, which one?
Pokemon Snap.
Oh, Snaps.
And
Snaps.
I'm just going around trying to get the perfect picture of the Pokemon to show the professor, and he rates my pictures. So you want to get close-ups and of him them looking.
So it's
looking.
Like a pervert game.
What?
Like you're catching these animals doing perverted things. I wonder if you
can
catch them doing the romance dance.
What are you talking about?
It's kind of look. If you think of the premise, think of the guy, the creep at Nintendo or whatever. Not Niantic. It's what's the name of the studio? They made that elephant game. Freaky, whatever.
The
guys that make Pokemon.
Yeah.
And imagine the guy goes, I got a great idea. Why don't we drive around with a camera and we take pictures?
That is not creepy whatsoever. You're making it weird.
What if you're taking a picture of a...
I don't know where that came from.
What if you're taking pictures of all these Pokemon? Just
like... That came from, what is wrong with you?
Okay. So, all right. So you're taking pictures of all these Pokemon, and that's just not good. All right. Cancel culture. All right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're taking pictures of these Pokemon. And some of them aren't animals. Some of them are actually, like, they're like women Pokemon or male Pokemon. Some of them have little skirts, like Kira. What's her name? Kira? The Gardevoir, when she evolves. She's got, like, a little skirt and stuff. Why do you want to take pictures of her?
That makes no sense. That's not even what the game's about. That's not even what the game's about. Like... Okay, so you know me, and I love taking pictures of, like, wildlife and stuff. I have pictures of snails on our windows. I have pictures of butterflies. I have pictures of a slug, and I record it. Like, nature fascinates me. Don't say anything stupid, please. So I can see where the premise is, and I'm like, well, that's totally me. You know, like, I'm always wanting to take pictures of wildlife, but these are Pokemon, and it's different, so... I haven't played it enough to for sure say that this is just absolutely silly because evidently everyone likes it, right?
Yeah.
So I need to just give it a little bit more time, which I want to do today. I've just been trying to get things done, like trying to like declutter things and going to stores and picking up things I need. But hopefully I could just sit and play today. But it's like when you show it to the professor, he has to rate it as far as like, did you get close enough? Was it behind a tree and you didn't really get a good picture of this thing? Because, you know, okay, you've seen the butterfly picture that's been, that came up.
Butterfree?
No, my real one that I took. It's been coming up on the Echo Show. Mm-hmm. I remember, I think I took that when we were in, like, San Antonio or something. Could have been. And I thought it was the most beautiful picture. Like, I just love really doing that in real life. So I'm wondering how that's going to translate into the game.
If it were me, I would just take pictures of the Pokemon doing the romance dance.
Oh, my God. See, you're the one that made it weird.
When someone looks at all your photos, you're like, hey, dude, how come all the Pokemon are, like, doing it?
Oh, stop. What is wrong with you?
It's nature.
My nose is running from all the laughing.
It's nature. I thought you said nature excites you.
Oh, my God. You.
All right.
You're just crazy.
Anything else you're playing?
I didn't play Ratchet and Clank was last week, right?
Yeah, it was last week.
Mario Golf. I did play a round with Zion. I want to play more of that too. I had a lot of fun with that. I do want to play more of that with him or alone. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of fun to kind of, you know, do the spin on it and aim it just right in consideration with the wind. So I'm kind of getting the basics and learning that. And I still need to play. You picked up
Persona 4 Golden. Or Persona 5 Royal.
Yep. So I'm going to play that too.
Yeah. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been playing some golf also. Mm-hmm. I played a couple games with Brother B.
Mm-hmm.
We tied the first two times, then he beat me the third time. So Ric Flair, I get it. You won. And then I played again with Jason. And Jason and I were going. I got an eagle, which I was proud of the eagle. That's you get in the second shot. That was pretty impressive.
What is eagle? Oh, second shot. Yeah. Okay, you just said that.
So and then B jumped in. So it was me,
Jason,
and B. I was
happy with my birdies.
I will say this: the music stinks. Give me some remix. Yeah, it was terrible. Give me some remix Mario tracks. It's not hard. There's a bunch. You guys have a catalog of beats. So
some
remake
block,
that.
Block and beats.
Uh-huh. Also, the character selection. Like, I wanted to play as Birdo.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't play as Birdo. Or Ludwig von Koopa, which is clearly the greatest Koopa of them all.
There was someone else missing. Who was it? Wario's on there, isn't he?
Yeah, that's who I play as. Wario.
I played as Rosalinda. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. There's also Pauline.
Yeah. I don't like
Koopa
her character.
Koopa, Yoshi, Toad looks dope.
Yeah, and you were talking about like bringing in the villager or something. I'm
Dude,
like, that would be great.
Bring in the villagers. Bring mm-hmm. in Splatoon. Bring in Link. Do it like Mario Kart.
Imagine if they had an Animal Crossing golf. I wonder how that would do compared to regular.
Animal Crossing golf sounds so good because that's the field, you know?
Yeah, and you do it on their environment and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I wonder if that would outsell Mario Golf and they'd be like, we don't want that, so let's not do that.
Yeah. But
that would be silly not to.
I will not play this game single player. It doesn't seem fun.
Really?
My son was playing it and I was like, that looks boring. And then B was like, man, this single player game. And I'm like, you know what? I'll just play it with you guys and figure it out. I don't quite understand the whole top spin and all that stuff. I'm just trying to keep it on the greens. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to get in the rough. But it's fun when we play with each other. I don't know what the special moves do. Because me, Jason, and B were doing special moves,
mm-hmm.
and I can't.
You can't.
I would think that it would. He was using Ba-Bomb or King.
Mm-hmm.
Ba-Bomb.
He looks so cool. He would be the one I'd use if it wasn't Rosalinda. Rosalina. Rosalina.
Yeah.
I knew I was saying that wrong. God, and I mean, why that felt weird?
Drop those specials. It looked like it would explode our balls like all over the place, and it didn't. It just kind of. I don't know. I don't quite understand it yet. But nonetheless, it was fun with friends.
Mm-hmm.
It only does four players online, which is a bummer because I would love to do it like six.
Yeah.
Especially with six friends because then you're like, you know. Real Draft Punks, he asked if you and I wanted to do a tournament with them. And I was like, dude, we're so busy with our schedules. And I was like, I'd hate to tell him, yeah, we'll do it. And then, oh, something came up. We can't do it. And then
a tournament? That'd be fun.
Yeah. But see, with us, with the kids and the house and things.
Well, and then life. I know next weekend we're going to be doing the Pokemon Go event with Benji and Megan in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm. And then I beat Ratchet and Clank.
I mean, you might want to get the info from him because it might be something that we can do, and I think that would be fun.
Yeah, possibly. But mm-hmm. I did beat you Ratchet did. And Clank, and the previous Ratchet and Clank came out 2016, and I loved it. I loved it. I platinumed it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I platinumed it like two or three times for like the kids and stuff. And Ton, I think I might have platinumed it for you.
Did you?
I think so. It was so easy, and I liked playing
That's
it.
That's how I was with Tearaway. Here, I'll plat it for you, and I'll plat it for you.
And so 5 years later, I had to wait 5 years for the next Ratchet & Clank, which is fine. That's what Nintendo does.
Oh, the last one was All for One, right?
No.
What was the last one?
Ratchet & Clank.
Just the one before that?
Before that, it was into the Nexus, I believe.
When was All for One?
Oh, that was... For a while, they were just coming out like... Psh, 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 psh. They were pooping them out.
How long ago was that, though?
PlayStation 3. That was a long time
ago. Are you kidding me?
No. Yeah, it was a long time ago.
It doesn't feel like it was.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
So then I had to wait 5 years, and I loved... If you heard me last week, I loved Ratchet & Clank, this game that came out, and I was like 70% done, and I was getting sad at the time because when you love a game so much, mm-hmm. you kind of want to finish it, and then you don't because you
don't
know.
Want it to end.
And the magic of me seeing new things, it's no longer going to, I'm not going to have that same feeling, you know, because I've already seen it, so it's like, oh, man.
Yeah.
So I'm getting sad. The story is great. This is actually the movie they should have made. This is great movie. Jennifer Hale does Rivet. She does a great Rivet, and Kit is her little counterpart. Those two, they should make a game with those two. I would like it. Also, I think they need to make a game with Nefarious and Quark. Mm-hmm. Give me a game with those two, because, oh my gosh, I love Nefarious and Quark. That is so funny.
I love Quark.
So I beat it, and it was just sad that I got to go back and get a couple more trophies, like maybe just a few, like 4 more trophies, and I get a platinum.
I know how you feel, though, because I put in, like, I'd be guessing 65 hours in a golden, Persona 4 golden.
Probably.
And, you know, it's like, okay, it's time to beat it now, and you want to know the ending, and you're excited to know the ending, but then I beat it, and I was like, it's done.
It's so sad when he leaves, right? When he leaves... Inaba. And you're like, but these are like the perfect friends to have forever. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think that was the second time I cried during the game.
Yeah.
But I get you. It was so sad. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you could go back and play it. And
it's not that you actually have this attachment. It's a weird feeling. This is why I love this medium so much. It's like when I was playing it, I was streaming it because I want to archive it for myself and the kids and the kids' kids and kids' 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 kids. But
baby's mamas.
Yeah.
Baby mama mamas.
As I was playing it, I was getting sad inside, and I was like, all right, hold it together. Hold it together. I can't cry on the stream. Hold
really?
It together. And it wasn't because it was a sad story. It was just because I really have this weird attachment to the characters and the story, and I know it takes a lot of time for game development, the sound, the graphics, and for it to come out like this, where I'm like, this is a masterpiece.
Yeah.
I love it. There was some minor clipping, you know, nothing game-breaking. Not even to complain about, but if you don't, they go, ooh, you're just so biased, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, no, there was some little bit of some bugs, but man, can't wait for the next one.
Well, you are sad. You were sad. Are you still barefoot? You were sad when you came into the room, and I was like, I saw you beat it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was... That was it. I think just Mario Golf.
You want a tissue?
No.
Okay.
And I haven't really played anything because I really wanted to focus on finishing Ratchet.
Mm-hmm.
And now I don't have to stream my plat because I just wanted to archive the entire game.
Yeah.
So that was it. All right, Ton. June 27th, episode 38. News. You got some news. What do you got?
All right. So Goodwill auctioned off a rare Nintendo game for $10,000. And we had covered the sale of a video game in a previous previous podcast, and it was a sealed copy of Mario Brothers for the NES that went for, do you remember?
I don't remember. Like, oh, was it like a $250,000?
$660,000.
Oh, my gosh.
I couldn't remember either. I had to look it up. I was like, I don't remember. What was it? And now, so there's this other game that went for a hefty amount, and it while it's nowhere close to $660,000, it's an extremely rare copy of Airstrike for the Atari, and it sold or auctioned for $10,500. And it was highest selling single piece item for Goodwill that they had ever had after it was put online for auction.
Wow, that's so weird because, like, I remember my friend Eric Prieto from El Paso. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He had like a ton of Atari games. And he's like, dude, if I would have known that you were this crazy into video games, I would have gave them to you. I just trashed them all. And I was like, and who knows? What? I mean, it could have been in there. And he could have been like, dude, I just struck gold.
You know what? And then the article that I was reading, that was saying that it was funny because as the guy was going through the boxes on the YouTube video, that you see E.T. in the box also. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, that must be one of the copies that wasn't buried. Or maybe is there dirt on that thing? Wow. But that was just a little side note that I was like chuckled about.
Wow, that'd be neat. So I wonder, did the guy, when he gave it to the Goodwill, did he know what it was? Or did he just drop it off at the Goodwill and someone said, hey, wait a minute, that's worth some cash?
I'm not sure. I just know that there was a guy going through some stuff and he's like, oh, I know this is worth money. And he ended up auctioning it.
Dude, I would have put that in my pocket and be like, all right, just kidding. Yeah, I know. All right, so Overwatch 2, we're waiting, we're all waiting eagerly, and I'm a little afraid because of this whole five-player thing, and there's only one tank, and we clearly know
that. Why did they change that? Oh, my gosh.
I don't know, and they said, according to Arcade Butter, he's like, they will not change it back to six.
Well, why, though? Like, was there a reason? Maybe they said it, I don't remember, but did they say why?
Well, from what he heard is that my Reinhardt is all you need. So just
no,
one Reinhardt.
No. And even people, this is what I find funny. I think Brother B was like, oh, no, I've seen you guys play. Like, and then Fedora was like, oh, yeah, his random Reinhardt charges. And I was like, I know. Everybody get behind me. And you're like doing all this zigzag stuff. And I'm like, stop it. Yeah. I can't stay behind you and shoot when you're doing all this weird stuff.
It's called the electric boogaloo when I do that.
But then then you get back up against the wall and you want us to get behind you. And I'm like, can you move up? Like, I can't get behind you. Like, what are you doing? And then you charge off. I mean, you make a great Reinhardt. Just some little tweaks that you could do.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't drink and drive with Reinhardt. But Overwatch 2, so it's still coming to the Switch. But of course, Blizzard has to make some compromises. Of course, right?
What?
Well, on the Switch.
Yeah.
Remember Overwatch on the Switch? It was like 30
really
frames per second.
I didn't play it.
Yeah, on the Switch. I mean, that's, if you don't have an Xbox, you don't have a PlayStation, you don't have a PC.
Of course.
Well, and it's handheld, it's mobile.
Yeah.
But I just don't see how or why someone would want to play that version of it. And then to think Overwatch 2 is going to look better and it's still going to be...
So then what? Is it going to look like Overwatch One?
I don't know, but I mean, they did those impossible ports like Witcher 3. They brought the Witcher 3 to Switch. Mm-hmm. That's some wizardry there, and Doom. So, but they're going to have to make some compromises. So, of course,
I wonder what that is.
Yeah, but I'm hoping that since they know Overwatch 2 is coming out, and they know that everyone knows the new Super Nintendo Switch or whatever is going to come out, Switch Pro. If they have it where it can take advantage of the Switch Pro features and it just doesn't stay outdated, or maybe that's smart for them to sell this compromised version and then resell the new Pro version, that would be terrible.
Mm-hmm. But you know, speaking of Switch, there's an itch that I need to scratch, and I keep saying there's a game that I'll see it when I'm like kind of going through my Switch and I'm like, I want to play that. Cooking I want to play it. Have I even played the newer one?
No.
Well, no, Katamari.
Oh, Katamari.
Yeah. I freaking love that game.
Yeah, but I have it on the PS4 and
me
the
too,
Switch.
But I want to play the Switch one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Monday. Anyway.
I'm saying since you have talked about the Switch, we need a Super Mario Strikers back. That's what I want.
Oh, yeah. I do have to say, so Tito and his girlfriend went to San Antonio to visit family, and over there at their Target, they have like a lot of Animal Crossing stuff. So he brought me back this, it looks like a purse, but it's for your Switch. It's a carrier for your Switch, and it's really cute. It's pink, and it has like all the cats. It has Bob and all the cats on there. But I had to say that because it's really adorable, and I'm in love with it.
Yeah. It did look cute. I liked it.
So cute. So anyway, Booker T, He lost a lawsuit against Activision for his claim that they used his likeness in Call of Duty 4 Black Ops 4. So the WWE wrestler, which I know most of you know who he is, but for those of you who don't, Booker T alleged that the publisher had used his character G.I. Bro as the model for profit in Call of Duty Black Ops 4 without paying for licensing. And let's see here. Where is that?
He's from the Harlem Heat.
Oh, man. You know what I did? I started looking into another article on top of that one. Okay. So he was saying that there's like too many similarities between that character and his comic book character. And, but they're saying that it's a cybernetically enhanced soldier. And then, you know, it's 70% technology for his body and stuff. But then it's like this other one's like, well, this is a retired special operations soldier fighting in an old army. And he thought he had finished off years ago with the support of his old military friends. So that's what it says in the court filings. Mm. But there's different descriptions of the characters. They have like a similar hairstyle, facial expression, pose.
Hogan, I'm coming after you.
He does. Yeah. Just kidding.
You remember that?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, I know what you were talking about. Yeah,
he thought he had lost his job after he said it.
Yeah, I remember.
Activision, I'm coming for you.
Yeah, I remember that.
Guys.
So, Activision claimed that he had exaggerated any similarities of the character poster and then also the game's character. So they said that both were simply black military men standing in a generic military pose. So the court ruled in favor of Activision. They said... they still have similar case under litigation, and this is what I was kind of investigating on my own. That's why I had something else pulled up here, that they were sued recently for an alleged copyright infringement by for the Mara character in Modern Warfare and Warzone. I have something in my eye. So that lawsuit alleges that Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, and Warzone's Mara operator is a blatant copy of the original character called Cade Janus, who was, or Janus?
Huge.
I know, that sounded really bad. That's a weird way of spelling Janus. J-A-N-U-S?
Huge Janus.
Oh my God. Imagine if they would have put that, they would have totally got me on that one. Is that Janus?
Huge Janus, get over here.
Oh, really? J-A-N-U-S.
I would never call that person Janus. I would call that person Janus.
Oh, my God. Anyway. Oh, my God. That person was created and copyrighted by Clayton Hagen as part of his story, November Renaissance. But to be quite honest... the in-game character looks very similar to the alleging copyright infringements. Both characters. Like, you look at the Booker T, and you look at Janus. You look at those, and they look extremely similar. So, again, I mentioned earlier, influence commonly bleeds into work.
Yeah.
But it could be nothing related.
Parallel thinking, I don't know.
Yeah, like, I'm no lawyer, but I can certainly see why these popped up, whether intentional or not, you know, whether it's just happenstance, they look very similar.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Harlem Heat. Remember you used to call me that? Get over here, Harlem Heat.
No, I don't remember that whatsoever.
All right, so Tetris Effect Connected. That was a multiplayer add-on that it came out in 2020. I originally played it on Games Pass, and it's a multiplayer version.
Sorry, I was holding it together very well. Go ahead.
So at the time, it was an expansion. So you either had to buy a new version of Tetris Effect or have Games Pass. And now, I don't know why, it's kind of silly. It's going to be a free update.
Sorry, don't look at me. Don't look at me right now.
That's okay. So yeah, it's going to be a free update for everyone. You don't have to buy a new copy of Tetris Effects. And but I mean, if you have Games Pass, I don't know if it's still on there. I don't have Games Pass anymore. But Tetris Effect is a must play for everyone. Done.
Oh my God.
Ton is dying over here.
Oh my God.
I could do a quick one here.
Yes, please.
So Castlevania Advance Collection is rated for the PC. It's always leaked in the Korea. What is that board called, Ton? Every time anything leaks, it's like the ESRB or whatever in Korea. They leak everything.
I have no idea.
So yeah, it's a Castlevania Advanced, and it likely contains Circle of Moon, Harmony of Dissonance, and Area of Sorrow or Aria of Sorrow. So that's kind of cool. I would like a new Castlevania, please. It's now 2021, and I know Konami doesn't really do much anymore, but I would love for them to give that franchise to Sony and allow them to make a great Castlevania again.
Okay, I got this.
All right.
You can hear me blowing my nose, right? Okay. God, where did I leave off? Okay, so Guerrilla Games, director, Simon LaRouche's LinkedIn profile has been spotted to state that he is currently working on an unannounced title for the studio. The description also states that he is serving as a game director on The Secret Game. And considering Horizon Forbidden West was announced quite a while ago, everyone's kind of ruling that one out. So that was just like a quick blurb on that one.
Mm.
But I do have another one.
Yeah, well, on the Horizon, I mean, on this is Guerrilla, is it? It just said Guerrilla Games, not Cambridge, or.
Mm-mm.
Well, I'm hoping I want a Killzone. Give me a Killzone back, please.
Well, I'm really excited about the next one.
Oh, it's.
Although I did like the Killzone franchise, Quantic Dream.
David Cage.
Yeah, is currently looking for devs with competitive games.
That's weird.
Yes, yes. So it was spotted that the most recent job listing from Quantic Dream references in-game economies and competitive games. And most of the jobs are based in its Paris studios. So on that one, what is that one?
It's kind of weird. That sounds like something completely different from the norm.
Right? Okay, so it says... So during the month of June, Quantic Dream's website had a lot of job vacancies. And the most recent one makes that reference to the in-game economies, like I was stating. And then also, it says, as a senior game economy designer, you will be responsible for all aspects of the game's economic model. You will design the virtual products offered by the game and establish metrics that allow you to measure consumer response to the virtual products during user tests and after release. So that's one of them. And then another one is, as senior game designer in the core team involved in a competitive project under development and in close collaboration with a project's game design lead and creative director, you will be in charge of broadening strategic options, the game design, integration and balancing of all actions, actors, and content of the game. You have solid experience as a game designer on a competitive or strategy game where you are in charge of balancing the game. So I can't imagine Quantic Dream coming up with a multiplayer game. And it seems like it's going to have like in-game, you know, currency. Transactions. Yeah. I can't imagine it, but they've done amazing with the work that
so far.
Yeah. I didn't play the second one. The one where that one actress had sued them for infringement also.
Yeah. Ellen?
The name's changed.
Oh. Yeah.
I can't think of the name. So I don't know. I would like to see what they have to offer and kind of cross my... Yeah.
Okay.
That one I didn't play. And I played a little bit of the last one.
Yeah.
Which I would love to get back into.
Detroit
Stay Human.
Oh, that one was fantastic. Yep.
And I loved Heavy Rain. You know, I was hooked on Heavy Rain.
Yeah, probably going back to it, not so much.
No, I bet you it plays really bad. Yeah. But the story was just Indigo tremendous.
Project. I think that was one of the first ones, Indigo mm-hmm. Project.
Mm-hmm. So, but I don't know. Like, I welcome it. I would love to see what they have to do, but I'm kind of scared.
Yeah, me too. It's like, oh, they just want money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe not, though. Maybe they'll do a crazy job.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
There's a rumor going around town.
About the suits running
town. About the suits running town. So July's PlayStation Plus games, everyone is saying this, it leaked, and then there's a rumor. A Plague Tale. Never heard of it.
Mm-mm.
Innocence as the Free. That's the name of the title. I guess it's a PlayStation 5 game?
That's all the same game?
Yeah, A Plague Tale. Innocence as the Free. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
And another one, Uncharted Lost Legacy. That's like the only Uncharted game left that has not been on PlayStation Plus or, you know, one of those free games they give out. Because they gave out the collection, Nathan Drake collection.
Mm-hmm.
They gave out Uncharted 4. So this is the only one left. And I didn't really get far on that one. I kind of started driving around and then something came out and I was like, ooh, look at that. I lost interest in Lost Legacy. I think I was getting fatigue of the whole Nathan Drake. Because I think we were playing The Last of Us.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like going mm-hmm. back to that, you're like, this is the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
Just with two chicks and a Jeep. And then also World Rally Champ, WRC9. So supposedly these are the games coming out this January or July.
July.
Tuesday, the first Tuesday of July.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, grab your games now before they end. Also, right now, Sonic Mania is free on Epic Game Store
mm-hmm.
and some other game. I don't remember that name, that game, but those are free. So just grab your free games. Just queue them. Even if you don't download them, just queue everything.
Awesome. Okay, so the last bit of news I have. Do you know what? I cannot talk today. Team Fortress 2 is still receiving love from its fans.
Mm-hmm.
It's hit just over 150,000 active players for the first time on Steam. And on Friday, the game had over 151,000 players online at the same time. So Steam site creator shared on Twitter that at around 3:30 p.m., Eastern Standard Time on June 25th, a peak of 151,253 players occurred at the same time.
Wow.
So due to some recent updates to cut down on bots.
They're removing bots, right?
Yes. Yep. It's speculated that only a few thousands of those were probably bots. But they did reduce that amount quite a bit. And the spike seems to have been generated because of that June 24th update. Where the game added some cosmetic changes and then also the bot control.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like Overwatch is a new Team Fortress, but I don't know.
I think it's great that it's still getting getting love.
I would love to see how it looks because back then I thought it looked like a cartoon
mm-hmm.
and now it probably looks like a damn cartoon.
Which you wanted like Dragon's Lair back then to play as, mm-hmm. right?
Definitely. Yeah. So the whole Battlefield 2024, they are saying that bots will be added to, because it's 124 players for PlayStation 5 and PC. It is crossplay Xbox Series X. But if they can't find live people, they will stuff some bots in there, which is like, you know, I guess, I don't know. I don't know if more is better
mm-hmm.
because even 64 sounds insane. I can't imagine walking into a room with 128, like, people. Like, there's shots going everywhere. Like, what the hell? This is bonkers. So, on of course, a PlayStation 4, it's going to have, I think, 64 players. And then the console or the PC and the big boys are going to have 128. So, I don't know. And that is only online. There is no story at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, this game better work. Because if not, it's going to die really quick.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Psychonauts 2, it is coming out on PlayStation 4.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it was crowdfunded.
Oh.
So they won't do the PlayStation 5 patch.
Interesting.
They'll do the Xbox Series X patch because it's a Microsoft game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I thought about that because I thought, oh, man, that's crazy. Because, you know, everyone's like, oh, these are the games coming out for Xbox. That one is also coming out on PlayStation 4.
Wow. It's pretty cool.
Yep. So that's it for the podcast. Thank you all so very much for tuning in. Remember, try to stay off social media. Avoid the news. Be kind to each other. And thank you. Y'all be safe. Laters.